T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I've known Lee for 40 years, worked with him closely for about 12 years. He was a giant in business. He was a master marketer and salesman. He was actually a frustrated politician. He actually had very good political instincts and occasionally harbored the idea of running for the Senate or president. And he was also a family man. I mean, in later years, he had 2 quick marriages that didn't work out. But he had a wonderful marriage to his first wife, Mary, 2 daughters, a wonderful family, a very private person. I worked with him as a member of Congress on the Chrysler Rescue, and it was a very, very tough challenge. I won't bore you with all the details, but he was a great witness before congressional committees, unlike a lot of auto executives. He knew how to handle things, and he listened. He listened. It's really interesting. He did so much for the company and really elevated it. And, of course, he became, I would say, the first really well-known pitchman on TV for Chrysler. A lot of different things he did, which were really great, and I worked with him as governor and a congressman even later. I was on the Chrysler board later. But one of the really bright things was to buy Jeep, basically, which is now, of course, not only the iconic brand, but really has really helped Fiat Chrysler globally do as well as they've done. He did the minivan at Ford, of course. He was the father of the Mustang. At one point in my life as a young member of Congress, I talked with him every night at about 6:30 for about 6 months on the phone, helping manage the Chrysler Rescue, and then afterward making sure that Chrysler got the money for the loan guarantee to survive. And he was a social philosopher. He was really fascinating. And the other thing is, he surrounded himself with great talent. He raided Ford Motor to some degree to do that, but he had a lot of talent. He knew how to use it, and he saved thousands of jobs in Michigan and elevated the Chrysler brand in a way that we will always, always remember. But I just know him as a tough, demanding, but really interesting guy, almost a social psychologist and a marketing man supreme. And, of course, he helped me enormously, and I will always be grateful.
Cunning and clever, those are the words that come to my mind. We're speaking live with former Governor Jim Blanchard on the passing of Lee Iacocca. Look at it this way. If you can find a better car, buy it. If that's not clever and cunning, I don't know what is.
Yeah, it was great. And, you know, the whole company was riding on the introduction of what was called the K car. And if they had not succeeded, the loan guarantee and everything would have failed. Now, there are a lot of people who helped Chrysler, I might add, in Congress, at the state of Michigan, everybody from Tip O'Neill to a lot of the bankers and auto dealers, people like Hoot McInerney. So there are a lot of people who helped, but Lee was the great, great salesman and leader. And I think it was a wonderful thing for Lee because he had been ousted at Ford Motor. I think he felt rejected both in the business world and socially in the Detroit area. And this allowed him to rise to great heights. And really, at one point, there were people urging him to run for president. I worked with him, as I said, as a congressman and governor and later as a friend. But I remember Vice President Mondale calling me and asking me if I would see if Lee Iacocca would be willing to be his running mate when Mondale ran for president in 1984. I talked to Lee about it. He said, I'm not sure I could do that. Let me think about it.
Former governor, you had many intimate conversations with Iacocca. Tell us about the man. How does he maybe decipher a situation or maybe share his thoughts and feelings about something that may be a towering issue?
Well, unlike most business men at the time. He really was much more astute politically and really tried to figure out what made different people tick. And so he was really kind of a social psychologist and really into stuff. And he used to, you know, pontificate when I would talk to him, which was almost for 6 months, almost every night about 6:30, we would talk about the progress in getting the legislation through Congress and later getting the financial community to support the loan guarantee program. But he spent as much time talking about the presidential elections, complaining about various people in politics, cabinet members and others. It was really interesting, and talking about other individual members of Congress and labor leaders. By the way, he had great admiration for Doug Fraser of the UAW, who passed away a few years ago. He had good relationships with the people that really counted. And I mentioned earlier, he surrounded himself with wonderful talent. Jerry Greenwald was his financial guy. Harold Sperling, kind of a manufacturing guy. Ben Bidwell, later Bob Lutz. He had really good talent around him, which really counts for a lot in life and in politics. He also cared deeply about his family and his wife, Mary, who passed away many years ago. He was very close with her and was never able to regain that kind of love or sense of family after that. He has two daughters, and they're married and grandchildren. But I just think about him as a social philosopher. And I remember saying he had this idea and he had that idea and this idea. And I said, you know, you really ought to think about running for office at some point. He said, I'm needed. We don't have the kind of leaders we need. And it was really interesting. So there were rumors he might run for president, and people would come to me. My lieutenant governor, Martha Griffiths, said, I want to support Lee for president. I said, go ahead. I'm not going to get out and start endorsing candidates. But I said, I can't imagine him handshaking in diners in New Hampshire. I can't. You know, I can see him becoming Pope, but I'm not sure president. Once I talked to him about being the running mate for Walter Mondale, and he said, I'll think about it. And then he finally said, I wouldn't mind being chief of staff to the president. But vice president does not have the kind of power I would want. And I thought, he's got it figured out. He knows how important the chief of staff is in the White House.
Yeah, there was
really amazing.
A foresight there that the auto industry just really hasn't or doesn't see, I guess, at the moment, or rather will never see again.
I think, you know, Sergio Marchionne really appreciated Iacocca, the late Sergio at Chrysler. And they both had a keen sense of social awareness, political awareness, that really helped a lot in running a major company that employed thousands of people. And I must say that, in fact, he had a dinner and a kind of a semi-tribute to Iacocca 10 years ago. We were all there, and so it was a wonderful reunion. So all the Chrysler family will always remember Lee as the guy that led them through the dark hours and just did a fabulous job for Chrysler, its employees, its dealers, and for those of us in Michigan, for the people of Michigan. He was a real leader that we really will always remember and be grateful that we knew him.
Former Governor Jim Blanchard remembering the life and legacy of Lee Iacocca, dead at the age of 94. We thank the former governor on this evening.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.